Export for anywhere. MP4, FCP XML, EDL, WebM. 264, WebM in VP9, plus generic XML, FCP XML for Final Cut, and EDL for legacy MLEs. At 4K, 1080p, 720p, 480p, custom width, custom frame rate, server rendered with live progress. Overview. Gnarls here. Time to talk about the last step, the one where your cut leaves the room. Overview. You've been on the timeline for an hour, or four, or 12. The cut is good. You like it. You showed your partner. They liked it. Now you have to send it somewhere. A client, a Final Cut Pro editor a colorist is waiting on, a colorist who only takes EDLs, a phone, a TV, a Vimeo upload, an open source web player that wants WebM, a network share that's only going to play MOV. Six destinations, six demands, one cut. Overview. The export step used to be where editors lost the rest of their night. Not because rendering an MP4 is hard, it isn't, but because every destination wants a different container, a different codec, a different resolution, a different frame rate, and a different timeline handoff format. The tax wasn't on the cut, the tax was on the delivery. Overview. We built the delivery in MP4, MOV, WebM rendered on the server, generic XML, FCP XML for Final Cut, EDL for the colorist, 4K, 1080p, 720p, 480p, or any custom canvas up to 8192 pixels wide, frame rates from 24 to 120, one dialogue, past tense, already shipped. Overview. This is the tour. 1. The what format does the client want tax? Every editor has lived the conversation. 45 minutes later, you've exported three versions, named them three different things, and you still don't know if the colorist got what she needed. 1. The what format does the client want tax? The cost was never the render. The cost was the combinatorics. Six destinations times six asks equals a small evening's worth of file plumbing that has nothing to do with whether the cut is good. So we made the dialogue speak all six languages. Pick a row, pick a resolution, click export. 1. The what format does the client want tax? The original export dialogue landed in commit 7181CF1, the first big editor wave, November 2025. It shipped with generic XML, FCP XML, and EDL right from day one. The server-rendered MP4, MOV, WebM came later in commit 594C10, server-side timeline render and export pipeline, with a live progress bar wired to server-sent events. The dialog you open today is the upgraded version from commit 30331F, and the compositor that does the actual rendering got its effects pass in commit 0813646. 1. The what format does the client want tax? Six commits, six formats, one dialog. 2. Server-rendered MP4, MOV, WebM, quality plus speed. Three of the six formats are real, finished video files. You pick one, the server renders it, you download the result. Here's what each one is. 2. Server-rendered MP4, MOV, WebM, quality plus speed. 264. The universal one. Encoded with libx264 at CRF20, very fast preset, YUV42P pixel format. Plays on iPhones, Androids, Windows, Mac, Linux, the web, smart TVs, anywhere a video has played. The safe default and the format the dialog opens with selected. 2. Server-rendered MP4, MOV, WebM, quality plus speed. 264. 264 codec, QuickTime container, MOV extension, old broadcast pipelines, certain Final Cut import paths, a Mac team that opens everything in QuickTime player. The encode is identical to the MP4, only the container changes. 2. Server-rendered MP4, MOV, WebM, quality plus speed. WebM, VP9, the open one. Encode with libvpxvp9 at 2 megabits per second. Good deadline. CPU used for 264 fees. 2. Server-rendered MP4 MOV WebM. Quality plus speed. TIS.
It builds an FFmpeg filter complex graph from your project. Every clip gets trim and speed via set pets for video and a tempo for audio. Every transition gets a fade. Every overlay gets layered with its timing and opacity. Every audio track gets mixed via a delay and a mix, and the final canvas is scaled and padded to the resolution you picked. Then FFmpeg runs once, and the file lands in object storage. 2. Server-rendered MP4, MOV, WebM, quality plus speed. You don't see any of that. You see a progress bar. The progress bar is real. It streams over server-sent events from /API/renders/ID/progress with stage labels like downloading sources, compositing, encoding, and a percentage that climbs the whole way. When it hits 100, you get a download button. 2. Server-rendered MP4 MOV WebM, quality plus speed. The render is queued through an in-process concurrency limiter so a burst doesn't overload FFmpeg. You can leave the dialog open, you can close it. The render keeps going. The recent renders panel at the bottom shows finished jobs with download buttons and file sizes. Reps in, reps out. 3. FCP XML, handing off to Final Cut. Sometimes the cut isn't the deliverable. Sometimes the cut is the handoff. 3. FCP XML, handing off to Final Cut. You drafted the rough cut on Vivechopper. Your collaborator finishes in Final Cut Pro X. She wants the timeline, not the rendered video. She wants every clip, every cut point, every transition, every motion keyframe, every source reference opened in her application so she can keep building from where you left off. 3. FCP XML, handing off to Final Cut. That's an FCP XML export, 100K XML file with resources, library, event, project, and spine, Final Cut's native timeline format. It maps every clip on the main track with a video reference to an asset clip element with the right offset, duration, and start attributes. The format resource at the top declares your output resolution and frame rate as a Final Cut format ID. Your editor opens the file. The timeline appears. She picks up where you left off. 3. FCP XML, handing off to Final Cut. It's a one-way handoff, not a round trip. FCP XML doesn't carry the project's adjustment layers, overlay prompts, or AI tool call history. Those stay in Vibechopper. The cut, the clips, the timecode, the source references all travel. 4. EDL, handing off to the colorist. EDL stands for Edit Decision List. It is the oldest, plainest, most universal timeline interchange format in the business. A text file. Still what most colorists want when they grade your cut, because every NLE on Earth, DaVinci Resolve, Avid, Premiere, the legacy broadcast tools, speaks EDL. 4. EDL, handing off to the colorist. The Vibechopper EDL export emits a CMX 3600 style list. Title at the top, FCM, non-drop frame underneath, then one event per clip. Event number, real name, V for video, C for cut, source in, source out, record in, record out. Each event is followed by a from clip name comment with the clip's name and a source file name comment with the source file name, so the colorist can relink. Timecodes formatted at the project's frame rate as HHHHHHHHF. Real name is the first 8 characters of the source video's display name, padded to 8 characters wide so old EDL parsers don't choke. Plain text, universal. 4. EDL, handing off to the colorist. EDL doesn't carry effects, transitions, or audio mixing, only the cuts and the source references. That's by design. The colorist doesn't want your transitions, she wants the seams. If you also want her to see your effects intent, the LUT you tried, the adjustment layer treatment you applied, pair the EDL with a generic XML export from the same dialog.
Carries transitions, motion keyframes, and overlays in a vendor-neutral structure. Send the EDL for the cuts and the XML for the notes. 5. When to export, when to share link instead. Here's a thing that didn't exist a year ago. You don't always need to export. 5. When to export, when to share link instead. If the person on the other end just needs to see the cut, you can share a cut with your client without exporting. The share dialog captures your exact viewport, time code, selected clip, panel state, and sends them a deep link. They watch the timeline play in their browser. They drop notes pinned to specific time codes. You see the notes in real time. No file changes hands. 5. When to export, when to share link instead. The export dialog is for the moment the cut leaves the editor, to a client's hard drive, a Vimeo upload, a colorist's Resolve project, a Final Cut handoff. The share link is for the moment the cut needs to be reviewed, when feedback is the deliverable, not the file. 5. When to export, when to share link instead. Heuristic. If the next thing they're going to do is watch and comment, share link them. If the next thing they're going to do is open it in their own NLE or upload it somewhere, export them a file. 6 rows. 2 intents. 5. When to export, when to share link instead. 6. Walkthrough. Export at 3 resolutions. Let's run a rep. You've finished a 90-second product demo. The client wants a 4K master for their reel, a 1080p version for YouTube, and a 720p version they can email around the office. 3 files, 1 project. 6. Walkthrough. Export at 3 resolutions. Rep 1. 4K master. Open export. 264. Preset. 4K 16:9. 3840x2160. Frame rate. 30 FPS. Click export. The dialog drops into a progress bar. Downloading sources, compositing, encoding, and a percentage that climbs the whole way. When it hits 100, the download button appears with the file size next to it. Save, 6, walkthrough, export at 3 resolutions. Rep 2, 1080p YouTube. Without leaving the dialog, change the preset to 1080p, 16:9, 1920x1080. Format stays on MP4. Click export. New progress bar, new file, save, 6, walkthrough, export at 3 resolutions. Rep 3, 720p, office. Change the preset to 720p, 1280x720. Click export. New progress bar. New file. Save. 6. Walkthrough. Export at 3 resolutions. 3 files. 3 resolutions. 1 source timeline. The compositor scales each render to fit the requested canvas with padding when the aspect ratio doesn't match, so a portrait clip dropped into a 16:9 canvas gets clean black bars rather than a stretched mess. Scroll down to the recent renders panel at the bottom of the dialog. All 3 jobs are there with format badges, resolution badges, file sizes, and download buttons. You can re-download any of them later without re-rendering. 6. Walkthrough. Export at 3 resolutions. If your client comes back tomorrow asking for the 1080p as a WebM2, switch the format to WebM VP9. Keep the 1080p preset. Click export. A new job runs. The original 1080p MP4 is still sitting in the panel. 2 renders of the same cut, different containers. No recut required. 6. Walkthrough. Export at 3 resolutions. The custom resolution row underneath the presets handles anything else. Width and height inputs accept any value from 16 to 8192 pixels, 976 for cinema. The dialog clamps anything outside 1 to 120 to keep the encoder honest. 6. Walkthrough. Export at 3 resolutions. One honesty note on frame rates. Exporting above the source frame rate routes through FFmpeg's timing rather than motion estimated frame blending. The dialog says this out loud in a caption under the FPS picker.
Going up will duplicate or interpolate frames. It won't synthesize smooth motion from a 30 FPS source into 120 FPS slow-mo. For real slow motion, you want to shoot at the high frame rate.
Six, walkthrough, export at 3 resolutions.